With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. U.S. Senator Steve Daines hopes to put pressure on fellow Montana Senator John Tester to support the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch for the U.S. Supreme Court. Daines visited the Montana Capitol today to tout Gorsuch's qualifications, saying,
"And again, I'm very pleased because we have got a Westerner on that court that has absolutely impeccable academic credentials and is a mainstream judge. Thank you."
The Montana Republican had rescheduled a Tuesday appearance before the state legislature amid a swarm of hundreds of demonstrators converging at the state capitol. The conservative group Judicial Crisis Network has aired television ads in Montana and elsewhere to pressure Democrats, including Tester, to support Gorsuch. Tester has said he would keep an open mind, but expressed concerns on how Gorsuch might rule on some issues, including abortion, campaign financing, and the environment. We'll have more on this story later in the news hour. Law enforcement officials and prosecutors from across the state are supporting what they call a fix to a victims' rights law that voters added to the Montana Constitution last fall. The bill would give prosecutors, law enforcement, and local governments varying degrees of immunity from being sued for alleged violations of Marcy's Law, which is a broad set of rights for crime victims that will go into effect in July. Representatives from cities and counties across Montana spoke in support of the bill during a hearing today. At a ranch near Seeley Lake today, U.S. Senator John Tester announced he is introducing the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act. The bill would protect nearly 80,000 acres of wilderness and develop a comprehensive trail plan to provide recreationists with access to the Lolo National Forest. This would include opening some areas to snowmobiling and protecting access for mountain biking.
We want to guarantee the next generation of folks that work in the woods or timber workers, outdoor adventurers, ranchers, outfitters, can create the same kind of life right here in the Lolo National Forest as has occurred in the past.
Tester's legislation is the result of a rare collaboration between the timber industry, ranchers, sportsmen, and recreationists.
This process is about neighboring up.
That's Land Tawney, the president and CEO of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a nonprofit sportsmen's organization based in Missoula. BHA is one of several groups that worked for a decade on the proposed act.
You may not agree with everything that your neighbor does, but it's about being a neighbor in Montana and trying to find solutions rather than being at each other's throats.
If passed, the act will add land to the Scapegoat, Bob Marshall Complex, and Mission Mountain wildernesses. It will also create two recreation areas near Ovando. The Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act needs approval from both the House and Senate before being written into law by the president.
I'm Nate Hedgie. The Montana Senate has endorsed a watered-down rebuke of the state's court system for allegedly overstepping its powers. The bill fixes a mistake in the voter-approved medical marijuana initiative to make it effective immediately. The original bill accused a Helena judge of violating the state constitution when he did the same thing by court order late last year. The bill did not name District Judge James Reynolds, but House of Representatives changed the language to eliminate any reference to him. The measure now says the Constitution's separation of power provisions were, quote, disregarded, end quote. Republican Senator Fred Thomas of Stevensville says the amended measure says the same thing, quote, in a kinder, gentler way, unquote. Lake County wants the state to pay the nearly $2 million a year the county pays to prosecute felony crimes committed on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Republican Representative Greg Hertz of Polson is sponsoring a bill that would have the state bear the financial burden of prosecuting crimes committed on the reservation. The House Judiciary Committee took no action on the bill yesterday. Lake County and the reservation, which is home to members of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, operate under a federal law that says the county has jurisdiction over felonies on the reservation within county borders. Lake County commissioners earlier this year passed a resolution of intent to withdraw from the federal law, saying they don't have the money to pay for the prosecution. Distillers and a brewer testified at the Montana Capitol today to support a bill that would make their businesses operate under the same tasting room laws. UM Legislative News Service's Cole Grant has more.
Montana breweries can serve beer until 8, and it may be consumed on premise until 9. Distilleries can serve liquor until 8, but it has to be consumed by then too. House Bill 474 would allow distilleries to stay open that extra hour for consumption purposes. Mary Harris with Bozeman Spirits Distillery says they usually gain momentum as the day goes on.
But if we're kicking them out, pulling a drink right at 8 o'clock and they feel rushed out the door, we're losing that sale of a bottle even at the end of the day.
Troy Moore with White Dog Brewing Company is neighbors with her. He says he's seen a few customers, especially tourists, who have been confused as to why one room is open and the other isn't.
It'd be nice to just unify the two, get them on the same page, and then all of that goes away.
There were no opponents to the bill at the House Business and Labor Committee.
That was Cole Grant. A legislative committee has unanimously endorsed a bill meant to close a loophole in Montana law that allows 16 and 17-year-olds to be charged with incest involving a parent. The measure, approved today, clarifies that a person who is younger than 18 cannot be charged with incest if the other person involved is at least 4 years older. It next goes to the House floor. The Montana Supreme Court suggested addressing the loophole in July while upholding a man's conviction for plying his 17-year-old daughter with methamphetamine and having sex with her in 2013. He argued his conviction should be overturned because jurors were not cautioned about trusting her testimony because she could not have been charged as an accessory. The court found that the girl could have been charged with incest. The prosecutor did not charge her. Federal officials say they plan to capture 150 wild horses starting later this month in central Idaho, near Challis, and remove about 50 for adoption. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management says the capture will likely go through mid-April using a large-scale bait trap operation. Officials say the Challis Wild Horse Herd Management Area is under a court decree to maintain wild horse numbers within appropriate management levels. Officials say that number is up to 253 horses, but the current population is over 280 horses. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.